Hello, my fans, friends. Welcome to the Rich Herring podcast feed, powered by Acast Plus. Thanks to everyone who's come to see the Can I Have My Ball Back tour so far. It's been going really well. I've got a 4-star review in The Standard, 4-star review in The Telegraph, who once called me the worst comedy experience of the year, so that's a turnaround. People have been coming, people have really been enjoying it, and it's getting better and better. The only gigs this week are both in Pocklington, the town I was born in, near York. There's a couple of tickets left for the evening show and a few more tickets left for the matinee, I think about 4:30. But love to see you there, Yorkshire. Pop along. Check richardherring.com/ballback/tour or richardherring.com/gigs to see if I'm coming near to you. There are tickets left for nearly every show in the tour. I think Norwich has sold out. And a couple of gigs in London could do with your support as well. Anyway, please listen to the podcast. Do spread the news about the podcast to your friends. Listen as much as you can. Numbers are slightly down, which may affect the future of this podcast. So just leave it playing, even if you're not in the room. Love you. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy whatever it is you're going to listen to.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello there, it's me, Richard Herring from Rahalastapa. Hope you're feeling well. Hey, I just want to talk to you about becoming a badger and helping us make more Rahalastapas. Look, you know about badgers, right? This is what you get already. If you become a badger, you'll get access to a special area of rahalastapa.co.uk where you get dozens of video backstage interviews with guests going back years, about 5 minutes with everyone, and there's a new one pretty much every week. You get other video footage. My dog's just arrived.
Hello there, how are you doing?
You're a good girl. you get other video extras, including, stop shaking your head, I'm trying to do a serious thing, Wolfie. She's just such a whore for the spotlight. She senses when something's been recorded and gets in on it. Other video footage, such as the Sophie Hagen Prince Andrew chat, unbleeped. We'll soon be able to do that anyway, I reckon. And stuff like video footage done by the audience, cut together of that amazing fart-lighting denouement of the Rob Rouse episode, plus loads more. You get an ad-free RSS feed for the audio podcast. Do feel free to carry listening to the ones with adverts, because that will increase our revenue. But if you don't want the adverts, you don't have to have them. You get advance notice of upcoming guests for the tour and for the Edinburgh Fringe in a secret monthly email. You get the guest announcements on the website as well. You can watch my stand-up shows in the members area, and there will be occasional question and answer sessions where you can ask me stupid questions and see how I like it. Plus, all the money you give us goes towards making even more podcasts. But even more excitingly, if you're already paying £3 a month or more, or you want to start paying £3 a month or more, you'll get this. This is an incredible member benefit. It's a lovely plastic wallet made from the finest plastic, proving you're a cool kid. You can keep a credit card or your Oyster card or your bus pass if you're over 65, your pensioner's pass in there. You get these two amazing badges. I'm one of the cool kids, and there's a sort of, it's a bit like the Dennis and Menace fan club. We hadn't really thought of that, but that's me in my stripy jumper. You get this membership card. Here is one that folds out with loads of extra stuff that I can't show you, but on the front it says I'm one of the cool kids. On the back says member of the Rahalastapa fan club. In the event of my death, please donate any Rahalastava tickets to I have to, and then you can put the name of the person in, stick your photo in. In here, there's the rules of being a Rahalastava fan club member. There's some emergency questions. There's also a secret code so you can communicate with other Rahalastava members without anyone knowing what you're saying. If you pay £3 a month, you get this pack. If you pay £5 a month, you'll get a gold badge instead of a red one. If you pay £10 a month, you'll get a platinum badge. It's coloured platinum. It's not made of platinum. You don't get anything extra apart from those cool badges. It's just what you think the podcasts are worth. We may, over the years, start sending you some extra presents. The more you give, it's nice to send some stuff out. So if you want to join, go to rahalastava.co.uk or to gofasterstripe.com/badges. Choose whether you want to be a £3, £5, £10 or whatever, however much you want to pay. You can put £100 a month in if you want. All your money will, of course, go to making more content for you to enjoy. So nobody is a loser. And if you can't afford to pay, don't worry. Everything will continue to be free via the usual feeds. That's why we do it. The people who can afford to pay can pay. It's nice that they get a little bit extra, but there's not too much extra there. So thanks for listening to this, and I will see you again soon, my fan friends, on Rahalastava. Hey there, this is a special Rahalastava from the Great Yorkshire Fringe with Rebecca Callard. If you want to see us live, we're at the Edinburgh Fringe from the 2nd to the 25th of August, not Mondays, doing Rahalastava with guests including Tony Law, John Robbins, Richard Osman, Sarah Kendall, Lucy Beaumont, Jen Brister, looking forward to that one, Tommy Tiernan, some fantastic guests coming up, more to be announced. Go to richcherring.com/rahalastava/tour and you can find out about that, or richcherring.com/gigs if you can't remember that longer version. And come and see us. We're in Richmond, Bristol, Leicester and Brighton in September, and then it carries on right through the autumn and into December with more, and probably into 2020 as well. Please book and see us. Lots of tickets to sell for nearly all these gigs. Bristol and Newcastle, I think, are pretty close to selling out, but lots of big theatres. And Edinburgh, I've sold an average of 82 tickets exactly per show, which isn't bad, except the venue is 400 seats. So it'd be lovely to sell some more there. So do come along, tell your friends, spread the news. And there will be free audio podcasts of all those 21 shows out on this feed daily throughout August. So look out for that. Now let's sit back, relax and enjoy Rahalastava.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Great Yorkshire Fringe. Please welcome a man who is doing this podcast at the New Town Theatre in the Edinburgh Fringe at 1:30 p.m. daily, not Mondays. Details at richardherring.com. It's Richard Herring! Hello, York! Lovely to be back. Thank you very much for having me back where I belong, where I came from nearly. Welcome to Richard Herring's Lighting Smelly Trumps podcast. I don't know if you listened to the Rob Rouse episode quite recently, where that ended up being what happened at the end of the... Well, we attempted at the end of the show. So we thought we'd just... you've got to find a new gimmick with every podcast. So that's just... we're going to get guests on and try and light their farts. That is just the... It's an hour of that. I didn't tell Rebecca that was what was going to happen, but I hope she's got some ready. Thank you to Joe Baker for providing that acronym. Although I was talking to the York City Fan Club the other day, and he calls it Rahalastava. So I don't know if that's going to catch on there. A little diss to York City there. Did you get that? It was a little diss. But it's fantastic news, isn't it, this year? York City have not been relegated for the first... I think the first time in their history. I think that's the first... There was an open top bus ride through the city for the team for coming 9th or 11th or whatever it is in whatever league we're in now. This is the season, right? This is the season where we get back to the glory of being just in the best non-league league. We beat Bolton, but, you know, they haven't got any players, so it's fine. But lovely back in York. I'll just say at the start, thanks. I hope you got a program at the beginning. That's a gift from me to you, as usual, for the audience here in the theatre. I do, at the end of the show, make a collection for Scope, as I have done for many years now. And so if you feel that program's worth something, you'd like to donate, at the end of the show, the ushers will have some buckets. Please give generously. You can do it by text now as well, if you're looking. It's very exciting. So you can pretend you're giving money and then not. So, yeah, I texted it in. We've had £15 so far in texts from the two gigs. A lot of people lying to me. And I will be just outside in the rainy bar. If you would like to buy a copy of Emergency Questions, at a knockdown price of £10, because we're bringing out a new version. So it's trying to get rid of the ones I've got left. And so what else has happened to me? It's very hot. This one is going to go almost immediately, so I can do some topical material. It's been very hot, hasn't it? And the I don't know if you saw on Twitter, the Metro newspaper put some advice in to not put ice lollies up your vagina. That is that's some advice, which is good for me, because I now have a new emergency question. It was going to be my first question. The emergency question. Obviously, you mustn't do it, but if you had to... So get thinking about that backstage, Rebecca, because that is your first question, and I've not got much else to talk about. I've discovered I'm shorter than I thought I was. I got measured the other day. I thought I was 170 centimetres, a pure man. I'm 168 centimetres tall, which is bad news. I thought, oh, that'll be good for my BMI, but of course it's not. It's the other, isn't it? It would be better if I was taller. I'm now obese again. I thought I wasn't obese anymore. I thought I was just overweight, and I was so happy. But now I'm 168 centimetres. I am now back to being obese, so I'm going to have to do some work on that. Right, so look, we're going to crack on. We've got a fantastic guest for you this week. You're much better than last week, so I don't know. She's probably best. Now. We're doing this at 6 p.m. on a Friday night. So it's a weird time for the York audience. And many of them have still managed to get drunk, though, in that time. And thanks to whoever it was who set their car alarm off to go on all the way through this podcast. That's just a nice little irritant for the audiophiles. There'll be audiophiles at home furious about that. And now I've pointed out they won't be able to hear anything but that. I hate the audiophiles. What they do to audio is disgusting. Should be locked up. She's probably best known as the narrator of Greg's More Than Meets the Pie. That is meat spelled M-E-A-T-S. It's a very clever. Do you know the founder of Greg's is actually called Ian Greggs as well, which for fans of mine will blow your mind. He genuinely is. Will you please welcome Rebecca Callard, ladies and gentlemen? Here she is. Tiny, tiny Rebecca. Can you see her? She's not. She's right at the front of the stage, sir. How tiny she is. Come on in. Welcome. Sit down.
Hi. Oh, it's quite hard to walk on stage with ice in your vagina.
It's not ice.
Can you cut that bit? I'm a classical actor.
There you are. I'm going to ask you that question first. If you had to put an ice lolly in your vagina, if you had to... Because it's fair enough I ask that to a woman. And I ask men lots of rude questions. I'm very polite to women generally. I've never really met Rebecca before, so I'd like the first interaction. If you had to choose one, which one would you put? Don't do it. You mustn't do it.
A twister?
Yeah, the twister's good. Ribbed for your pleasure.
I'm never going to work again.
Honestly, this will be a whole new... Yeah, probably not a good career move, actually. Be a new career for you. You won't get the Twister commercial anymore, but maybe you will. We'll get the voiceover for that. Let's talk mainly for the next hour about Greg's More Than Meets the Pie.
The pun.
Yeah. Well, the whole job, which I would never have found out about if when we were direct messaging about this, you said, are you going to mention Greg's More Than Meets the Pie?
Hello?
Oh, come on. Come on. We don't want to irritate the audiophiles that much. And like someone's bought like an actual home phone, and that wasn't a mobile phone. In Yorkshire, they've just got a very long lead. I'm not paying for that mobile phone contract. Got a perfectly good phone. No, just get 2 miles. Actually, quite a good Yorkshire accent. No, so it's what was it about more than Greg's? I never saw Greg's More Than Meets the Pie.
Did anybody see it?
Wow, they love it. Of course they did. Oh, no, actually, York's very classy.
It was a documentary about Greggs and the factories and the people that work in the shops.
Yeah.
I think there was maybe some done in York, but there was quite heavily featured in Newcastle, the people that worked in Newcastle, and one in Westfield shopping centre as well. I am from Yorkshire. Just pointing that out. So that you like me. Yeah.
That's good. And did you have any input to the title, More Than Meets the Pie?
No.
More Than Meets the Pie. Did Ian Greggs come in and say, I want it to be called Greggs?
I did it in a room without a window for about 8 hours each time I did it. I don't know what that means or represents.
Do you like Greggs a lot? Or do you
I know you're not going to believe me, but I'm going to tell the truth.
Yeah.
Because it's really important too. I had never had a Greggs when I was doing it. I've had one now.
Have you?
A lot.
Yeah, I've had a lot. So it turned you into a Greggs addict.
Yeah, because I saw how they were made.
Yeah. And was it okay the way they make them?
Yeah, it's great. Okay. There was a terrifying episode when the sausage roll factory, that doesn't sound right, broke down.
Right, the whole factory broke
down. It was quite scary, hair-raising.
Okay. It's more than meets the pie. It sort of implies Ian Gregg is doing something else other than putting meat in those pies. That's what I'm worried about. And this, if the last scene is just Ian Gregg's...
No.
Wanking into a sausage roll and looking at the camera.
That's
going,
the vegan sausage roll. That's what you're all buying.
It's a good job. It's a good job. That's
the vegan sausage roll is really nice.
Yeah.
Not because of that.
I don't think that's officially vegan. If you do, they're not allowed to eat honey. I mean, I don't think they
can
eat.
Well, humans are vegan, aren't they?
Humans are vegan, but
it's not an animal, is it?
But you can't eat the any animal product.
But they're not animals; they're humans.
Well, a human is an animal.
What do you mean?
Well, so are you saying a vegan could eat a human being if they wanted?
Yes, that's totally different.
They're not an animal. What's your problem, Hitler? Now, I don't think you can eat any product that's come out of any kind of living organism.
No, it's just animals.
So, well, it's not, because bees aren't animals, they're insects, and you can't eat honey. If you're
insects,
so any
animals,
moving,
whatever,
any living thing, including human beings, if you're a vegan and someone says, would you like to eat...
I just understood what a vegan is.
Would you like to eat a vial of my jism I have here? You have to go, no, I would love to, but my beliefs mean I cannot. That's why I pretend to be vegan whenever that happens. There's a guy... He always comes to the gigs in York. He says, can you drink a vial of my jism? And I say, no, because I'm a vegan. I'm not.
Yeah.
But he doesn't. Oh, God, I've
given
away.
You're not vegan, you're a liar.
Well, anyway, it's good. I wish I had seen it, Greg's More Than Meets the Pie. Okay, can we...
It's on YouTube.
I want to talk about it for... I couldn't be bothered to do that. I'm not going to that level of research. I'd really like to talk about it for an hour. I can do that if you want. Okay. What else have you got?
It was called More Than Meets the Pie because it was about the workers.
Yeah.
So it was more than meets the eye.
Yeah, no, I got that.
Yeah,
pun.
No,
I
got you that, got it. I got oh, that. Right.
It's like a double pun because a pie is meat. A meat pie has meat in it. So it's more than meets the eye and meets the pie.
I think they didn't make a second series because they couldn't come up with another pun.
Okay. They could have just kept that one.
Yeah, two.
More than meets the pie, two. American Pie 2, The Wedding, or whatever it was called.
Yeah, More Than Meets the Pie, The Wedding.
Yeah. The Reunion.
Yeah.
They should have done that. It just increasingly getting... They should leave it, because the first American Pie was good.
I did get a nasty tweet about it.
About what? More Than Meets the Pie?
Yeah. Somebody tweeted me and said, at Rebecca Callard, your voice on that Greggs documentary is so whiny, I want to... Here. I want to cut my own ears off.
Wow.
# thank God for subtitles.
That's not nice. Also, if you cut your ears off, you'd still be able to hear. Yeah, you'd have to cut your ears out.
Yeah.
Just cutting off the pinners would mean it would just be harder to hear, but you would still be capable of hearing. It's internal.
Thank you. Did somebody say my voice was nice?
Yeah,
no,
this lady,
you didn't say that, did you?
This lady said you have a nice voice.
Thanks. I mean, I make not a lot of money. Not a lot of money. I pay my flat mortgage from my voice. So.
I wouldn't say it was whiny. Maybe you were whining in More Than Meets the Pie. Oh, no.
Well, I had to ham up my accent.
Maybe you're doing that. I haven't watched it.
It was more like the sausage factory. Oh, it is quite whiny.
Yeah.
The sausage factory has broke. No, that's Mank. Yeah. No, no, hold on. The sausage factory is broken down. No, that's not right either.
You can't. It's not very good.
Donuts.
If, you can't do, if you're an actor and you can't do your own accent.
I don't know who I am anymore.
You're so in character with whatever character you're working on now, you can't be yourself.
Well, the thing is, I play a lot of Manx, even though I'm from Yorkshire.
Okay. So. I mean, it's the same thing, isn't it, basically? They both like roses. That's what it is. You should look at the positives.
Yeah, that's what it
just
is.
Just disagreeing about the colour of a
I'm
rose
I'm actually
is not
a Leeds fan, and my son is a Man United fan.
Yeah, I'm a York City fan, so I win in York. let's go back to the beginning of your life.
22 years ago.
I was trying to travel. Well, the beginning of your career, you were telling me backstage you're working on a sitcom about ex-child actors, but you've been working in the acting profession for since you were
eight.
Yeah, 8 years old. Your mother was an actor.
Yeah, is an actor.
And is an actor.
Yeah.
So
I'm 44 now, so what's that?
That's ages.
I'm an actor, so I can't do maths.
36.
Six.
Yeah, 36.
Yeah, it's a long time.
I didn't know there'd be a test. that's a long time acting.
Yeah.
And you've acted pretty much constantly through that time.
Yeah, I've had some bouts of not working.
Yeah. By your own choice, though, right? You just turned work.
No, some actual forced upon me not acting.
What was your... Was All Creatures Great and Small your first TV job?
No, my first TV job was a thing called My Brother Jonathan. Mm. It wasn't a question. With Daniel Day-Lewis.
Wow.
Yeah, that was my first job when I was eight.
That's pretty good.
It was just that I had to have a tracheotomy in that.
Right.
That's all I remember.
Was it to stop your whining voice?
Yeah. It didn't work.
No.
Hashtag.
That's very exciting. I couldn't believe were you in All Creatures Great and Small with Christopher Timothy, that version of God.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem possible that you could be... That's as bizarre to me as the guy from The Simpsons being in...
Harry Shearer.
Harry Shearer being in Abbott and Costello. It just doesn't seem like that would be possible.
Me or Christopher Timothy?
For you to be... You know, it seems like a long time ago, All Creatures Great and Small. I mean,
right.
It was. You were 8 years old, but...
Yeah.
It feels like it would predate even that. It seems like... We used to watch that a lot. I'm looking at this guy's old enough. That's definitely... This guy, I'm not sure he's bald, but he's probably still not old enough. That's the thing. So you can't just go on the lack of hair. You have to look at their face and work out how old they are as well. Because sometimes, like, a 25-year-old can go bald like this guy. It's sad. It's sad. Look at that. Look at that, mate. 52.
I've got early menopause, so I'm probably going bald as we speak.
Well, that's not...
Somebody went to Whoop about early menopause then. Yes, menopause.
Oh. Well, that's, you know, it's all right, isn't it? I'm looking on the bright side. Don't need to turn the central heating up in winter.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't get pregnant again.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, that could be bad.
That's quite dark, Richard.
Yeah.
It's sorry, the menopause word just stops any joy.
It does.
It sucks the joy out of it.
I did my best to get a joke out of it.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm going to keep trying now. I'll leave it. But people will probably remember you. Well, it actually wasn't one of your early roles. You were playing younger than you and you were in The Borrowers.
Yeah.
You played Arietti.
Arietti.
Arietti Clock.
Yes.
I've got an emergency question about The Borrowers.
Have you?
Yeah, which most people don't know The Borrowers well enough to... answer the question,
don't I?
But you really know about The Borrowers because you were in The Borrowers.
Yeah.
If you had to have one of The Borrowers put up your arse, this is generally one of my emergency questions.
Have you got any questions that aren't about up?
No, well, that's different than the other one was up your vagina. That's a very different question.
Right. That's quite Charles Bukowski, isn't it?
Yeah. There's only two things that orifices I can think of.
And what do people usually say?
Well, they don't know the names of The Borrowers, but you know which. If you had to put one of the characters, not one of the actors, one of the characters from The Borrowers. Because they're small, aren't they? You can put
six inches. Yeah, that's not that small, to be fair, is it?
Smaller. It's well.
Not for the bottom.
Well, you'd be lucky to get anything smaller. A lot of bigger things can go up there than 6 inches.
I wouldn't know.
If you had to put one of The Borrowers up there, that's what we're talking about.
Probably myself, was just it? So okay. That, yeah.
Just so you could see.
Not me, Arietti.
So yeah. She could borrow, what would she borrow?
No, because
there?
Actually she's a child, that's not fair. The grandma borrower. Oh my God, this is my worst nightmare.
You listen to the show.
I listen to the show. I'm a huge fan.
I know, so you knew what
I
was
don't
coming.
Really understand why you've asked me to come on.
Because you are a big fan of the show. I'm a big fan of you. I think you're a fantastic actor.
Yeah, but I'm not a comedian.
Well,
have you ever not had a
I've
funny
had
person
of,
on?
I've had lots of people who aren't funny.
Intentionally.
On. I've had lots of comedians on who aren't funny.
Yeah, but that's what I mean.
It's not necessarily...
Did you think you'd try and bring a bit of class? Thanks. No. Thanks. You're my biggest fan.
I wouldn't say class, no.
No.
I wouldn't say that what I was thinking. I think you're very good. I think you're very funny. You're very funny in The Detectorists.
Detectorists. Hey, hey.
Detectorists. And I've seen you do lots of funny things. And I've seen you on Twitter, which you're no longer on.
I got another nasty tweet about Detectorists, actually.
Go on, tell me about your nasty
tweet. Just saying
you
that.
You mustn't let these tweets get to you.
They're no, not, I haven't. I don't think you can tell that it's not been there constantly.
I tell you, when you come and see the kind of people who tweet, which is just look into the audience... Suddenly go, why was I worrying about what that guy thinks about anything? Look at him. No offence, mate, but, you know, I did have a look around the whole audience and it was still you.
Well, I think he looks...
I don't not care what he thinks, but I don't care if he doesn't like something. He didn't like the joke where I took the piss out of him. I don't care.
I think he did like it. He's still
he
laughing.
He loves it.
He looks kind.
I know him.
Looks
he
like
loves
a kind
it.
Person. Shame on you.
But you shouldn't care about one... You know, I've heard this about Detectorists. You've got lots of plaudits about Detectorists. It was a charming, amazing, very funny, beautiful series. You're a wonderful addition to the third series, the best series of it,
and
which isn't always the case with...
And a Christmas special, come on.
And a Christmas special. And so you don't take one person tweeting you.
I do.
Yeah, well, so what did they say? Whiny voice, obviously.
That I was stiff.
You're stiff.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not
I was
stiff.
Pretty stiff in it, to be fair.
Well, yeah,
the more I think about that tweet, which is sort of all the time,
yeah.
The more I think I was stiff. Yeah.
I don't think you were.
I think it didn't come back because I was so stiff in it.
I think they kind
not
of
that I'm a narcissist.
I think they kind of ended it. but you might have had a borrower up your bum. That might be that. Yeah. That might have been what it was.
That's
going to put anyone off. I don't think you were stiff.
Thanks.
I think you was. Because it's. It's a very interesting sitcom, and it's we'll talk about this now. We'll get this out of the way.
Okay.
Because it's about sort of freakish... The guys in it, the Detectorists, are sort of freaks, but they're not really. They're just regular...
Nerds.
They're just nerds, but they're actually just regular people, and you don't see that very much on television now.
No, that's true.
So someone like Mackenzie Crook, you know, who is so hideously ugly, isn't he? He's like the...
No.
They've actually had to make him look... When he's doing Wurzel Gummidge, you know, they've had to make him look less like a scarecrow to get They've had to take down the scarecrow because he looks too much like a scarecrow to be...
He is not
Wurzel
ugly
Gummidge.
At all. See, this is where if you had a comedian, they'd bounce back with you about that.
No, you have... That's your job. You have to say that he isn't ugly, otherwise it would be a terrible thing. Mackenzie Crook is a fan of this podcast as well. That's why he came on.
He definitely isn't ugly in any way.
No, he's good. I've sat next to him and he's beautiful.
He's done this podcast,
he
hasn't
has,
he?
Yeah. I was only joking about it. Right. I just like to try and...
No, I know.
Burn my boats with anyone who's been in the office. I didn't manage to do it to his face, so... I was just doing a little joke about Wurzel Gummidge.
I'm sorry,
Toby
I'm so
Jones,
serious.
Though, I mean, he is ugly. And there's no denying that. But they're just regular-looking guys. And so it's a lovely, heartwarming thing to see. Regular people on TV, I think, is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, I don't think I would have been in it otherwise.
I think you brought some Hollywood glamour to...
Well, I've not had my teeth done.
No.
So that's pretty regular, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but it was a lovely role. So what what was your favourite thing about working on the Detectorists? What a terrible question.
Working with Toby Jones.
Was it? Yeah, he's nice, isn't he?
Yeah.
Made it ugly, though.
He's not ugly. Okay. He's not that much taller than me, actually.
Is he not?
No, which is nice. To stand next to someone and feel pretty tall.
He's doing all right, isn't he? He's doing all right with the acting.
I think he does work
stuff.
Occasionally,
yeah.
Yeah,
he's doing okay. No, he's wonderful. I'm only teasing. I'm only joking. But, well, I read about
you. You're
your
being quite well behaved, I think.
I am so well. You think
you're
so,
a bit scared
so
of me, aren't you?
I'm very scared of it's like you and Kay Mellor, who you work with. Yeah. I was very scared of Kay Mellor.
Were you?
Yeah.
She is classy, though.
I was very polite to Kay Mellor. I wouldn't have asked her about putting ice lollies up her vagina. Certainly not a first question.
No, I know. I just think I'll regret that forever.
No, you won't. It's fine. It all reflects badly on me.
Yeah.
Because that's a charmless way to behave.
Yeah.
That's why these people are here. They like to see me being uncharming.
Yeah.
And then I try and dig my way out of it for the rest of the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
The first half, I'm just trying to be as rude as possible. And then
I think you're being pretty gentle.
By the end, they have to like me. But no, I read when you were in Fearless with Michael Gambon, he was in the show, but you were glad you didn't work with him because you would have been badgering him about Harry Potter.
Yeah, because my youngest son is a massive... Well, he's not necessarily now, because now he likes drill music. What?
Okay.
Do you know what drill music is? So he was a massive Harry Potter fan, and he would have just made me get lots of selfies with him and stuff.
But was that for him, or were you intimidated by... Because that's sort of interesting. You've worked with people throughout your whole... You start working with Daniel Day-Lewis, that's your number one job, and Judi Dench, you worked with very early on as well, on the stage.
Yeah, Kate Winslet, people like that.
So you've met all these famous people, so you're not genuinely personally... That was about your children rather than
about
you.
Yeah, but that's the thing. When it comes to my children and trying to please them and make me appear cool, then I'll do anything. So I would have embarrassed myself with him, but I didn't have any scenes with him.
Oh.
So
he seems like a nice guy. I think he'd have liked it.
I didn't have any scenes with him.
Okay. I think he'd have
been up for it.
He
looks like a nice guy.
He'd have been up for it.
Yeah.
A bit of Dumbledore.
I don't know. Some people don't like that, do they?
No. Do you like people going on about the Greggs thing all the time?
I love it.
Yeah, see, some people like it.
Yeah.
Some people enjoy it and some people don't like it. It's interesting. Let's talk about Bonjour La Classe, which was one of... Anyway, who remembers Bonjour La Classe?
Nobody will remember that.
Yeah, I sort of vaguely remember it. Nigel Planer was in it.
Is that someone waving about it or are you just hot?
It's
you're just hot.
It's painfully hot in here. They've made it.
It is like quite hot.
It is kind of exciting. That was a fairly early role. It was a sitcom about school.
Yeah, about a teacher, Nigel Planer.
Nigel Planer,
post
Young
teacher.
Ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he'd been in the Young Ones, and then he went. Became. Was it like Mind Your Language or not? Do you remember Mind Your Language?
No, I don't know what that is.
Oh, you're too young for Mind Your Language, but you were in All Creatures Great and Small. It doesn't work. Doesn't make sense. Mind Your Language was about a language. I don't think you could do it anymore. But maybe once Boris Johnson's been Prime Minister for a while, we'll be able to bring it back.
Yeah.
It was one of my favourite shows. It was about a man teaching Barry Evans, I think was that his name, the actor. He had a very sad life. I looked him up on Wikipedia. Aww. He's no longer with us, I think, anymore. He was a very baby-faced teacher of people learning English as basically immigrants who'd come over to England to learn English in a night class. And I can't really say much more about it than that. I generally... There was a French one who played by Françoise Pascal, who was lovely, who was one of my first crushes, and she once tweeted me, and I was so happy about
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah. And then everyone else, we can't really... The French one, hello, I'm French. Hello. There was a man from India. There was a man from Pakistan. There was... we can't really talk about them too much. There was... They didn't like each
this
other. They didn't
great.
Get on. There was an Italian man.
So it was all about language.
Pizza. It was about, so it was a sort of like Carry On sitcom with stereotypes like that you could do in 1975. So
right.
Bonjour La Classe was not like that about.
I don't think it was that bad,
no.
But I think it was similar. I was a sexy, this is what it said in the script. I was a sexy teenage, sexy person.
Yeah, it was a different time.
Who, I think I tried to get off with him in, what are those cupboards called in schools?
Cupboards? School cupboards. School
with,
cupboards.
No, with thing, you know, with... Yeah, a stock cupboard?
A stock cupboard.
Stationary cupboard. No, they've got
cupboard.
Mops in.
This could, no, look, we've got a good new game here now. What is... People are loving... This is we've hit gold here. This audience
this
suddenly come alive.
For. Yeah, I know.
What kind of cupboard was it? Was it a roll-down shutter cupboard with a roll-down shutter on it?
Yeah.
Broom cupboard.
It had brooms in and it
was it like in Lion, Witch and the Wardrobe? If you went in it, you would go to Narnia.
It was maybe that bit. No, that's a wardrobe.
Okay.
I know the difference between a cupboard and a wardrobe.
Sorry. I took it too far.
It had a bucket in it and a
Bucket cloth. Cupboard, that is. The bucket and cloth cupboard.
Yeah, that
janitor's cupboard. Caretaker's cupboard.
I don't think you say janitor in this country. No. What's the word I'm looking for of the man that's... Caretaker's cupboard!
That's the title of this podcast. I've got that sorted out. I'll write that down so I remember.
Caretaker's cupboard.
Don't just talk amongst yourselves for a second.
So I tried to get off with
him. I'm just annoyed the car alarm stopped. You tried to get off with Nigel Planer in the caretaker's
not
cupboard.
Not me.
Okay.
My character.
The character, not Nigel Planer, then presumably.
Yeah.
Or was it the... Was
I
it
can't remember whether he did get off with me or not.
Right.
Because things are sketchy when you have the menopause. things are sketchy, full yeah. stop, really.
Well, it's
me.
A long time ago.
Yeah, I was 16.
Yeah. Nigel Planer was about 42, wasn't he?
How old is he now, then?
He's like 90, isn't
is he?
Now? Yeah, he's very, very old.
I haven't heard much from him.
Have not?
You should have him on your show.
I should. I love Nigel Planer.
Yeah.
I once nearly bought his house when my terrible ex-girlfriend I was talking to about used to write with his ex-wife, and then they were selling that house, and I nearly bought it, but then I didn't because it was...
Because it didn't have five bedrooms.
It was too far away. It probably did have five bedrooms.
And an annex.
Stop talking about things we talked about backstage. You're destroying...
It's got a five-bedroom house. Just
I can edit that out. I live in very humble circumstances.
In Hertfordshire?
In Hertfordshire.
Lucky you.
Just down the A1. You can come and visit if you want.
Okay. You don't know where Orpington is, which is where I'm moving
That's
to.
Where you're moving to, Orpington.
Have you heard of Orpington, anyone? Kate Bush is from Orpington.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, I think so. Oh.
She's from Streatham. So now
did she go to... She did a shop in Orpington once or something like that. She went to a
you can't
shop
get, You can't pull the fast one on my audience. They are. No, she's from Streatham. They're like,
they are super clever, your audience. I know that.
We went through a period where they weren't a human Wikipedia, but now they really are.
Right.
Apart from cupboard-based things, they have struggled with a bit more.
Right.
No, it's like a Google for cupboards. It's just every they'll mention every kind of cupboard.
I'm still not happy with caretaker's cupboard. It is something else.
Okay.
But it'll come to me later.
Okay. Well...
It's
what the episode's called now, so we can't go back on it. Caretaker's cupboard.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
What were we talking about?
Orpington.
Orpington, Nigel Planer.
There's two Gregs in Orpington on the high street.
I mean, there's Gregs everywhere.
No, there's two Gregs within like 500 metres, would you say? 100 metres.
But if you go to Glasgow, there's genuinely a Greggs every
25 metres, I would say. No, but if you've just got one high street...
You can literally, you can't, you know, if you go a bit giddy, if you haven't had a pasty in 10 steps, you're safe in Glasgow. Because there's a Greggs.
No, but there's a Greggs, a Wilco's, and then a Greggs.
Right.
Yeah. So it's like a Wilco sandwich.
Let's go.
Sausage roll.
I was trying to think of more than meets the pie pun about Wilko's, but no, it's not going to happen. I'll edit in later.
There's a Wilko's in Scarborough, actually, that I really love.
Is there?
Yeah.
I don't know much about Wilko's. Tell me about Wilko's. What does that
You can get anything in a Wilko's.
Is it like a hardware store? Is it the kind of place you could buy a
You can, can't you?
Is it the kind of place you'd stock your caretaker's cupboard from? Is that where?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, you can get anything from there. Pillows, cushions, mops, rubbers, sweets, fizzy drinks.
Are you doing? Are you doing a voiceover for a new documentary about?
No, because then I'd use my voiceover voice. The whiny one, yeah, the whiny one.
We've got to think of a pun for the Wilko's one.
Maybe I could get that gig from. I don't think they've got an advert on the telly though. Wilko's. They should have. Wilko's.
Well, they've got this podcast, which is turning into an advert for them and Greg's.
Greg's is worth it. Wilko's is worth it too, but Greg's is super worth it.
Okay.
I've never said super like that before. Well, can you edit that out?
No, I can't. I've said I'd edit anything out. I'm not going to edit anything out. I'm going to ask you some emergency
questions. Do you remember
questions?
When I text you and said, ask me not clever emergency questions?
It's just whatever comes up,
God.
Rebecca.
I know the format, but I thought maybe for me you'd...
What thing do you most regret destroying with fire?
Pictures of myself. I got very drunk.
I knew this would get to the heart.
It's not
funny.
I did tell you not to have me on, and it's never funny.
It's never funny destroying with fire, is it? That's not a funny question. That's a question where we find out at the heart something at the heart of you that you've destroyed for some reasons, and we're going to find out. So pictures of yourself doing what?
Just like a few albums, you know, like
albums,
the sleeves
of photos.
With photos in. I can't remember the words for anything.
That's okay. It's good. It's a good guessing game for everyone else.
You know, sleeves.
Yeah.
With photos in.
Yeah.
Photo
albums.
Like those.
Yeah, photo albums with the plastic sleeves
the
inside. Yeah, but you can get
those.
It's still like an album, but it's just with the sleeve version inside.
Yeah.
That's what we don't need to go into
envelopes.
Depth on that. I guess for the younger viewers, listeners, we may need to.
This
lady here probably doesn't know what a photograph is, like a printed. Why are you putting your selfies in an album? What's going on? It's just on your phone.
Someone's leaving there really cross about their photos.
He does look cross. I think he's sexually excited about the idea of being in a caretaker's cupboard with you. That's my guess. He's coming back. He's going for a wee. The people of York have very small bladders. That is something I've inherited.
It's only been 10 minutes, though.
It's been like way longer. It's been going for ages.
Really?
It goes so fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, it goes so fast, actually.
I've got so much to talk to you about. We shouldn't be wasting our time trying to describe photo albums to each other. Because, we can do that in our spare time.
Yeah. So I destroyed like 4 or 5
Why?
Of them.
A long time ago, I was drunk
and in a self-hating mood and just thought, I'm going to burn all the pictures of myself. And then woke up the next morning
So bad. Because also, did you have the negatives? I bet you didn't have the negatives. Or did you burn the negatives as well? That's it. Then those days
No, I took
gone.
The pictures out.
Yeah.
I don't remember doing it one by one because I don't remember doing it. I just remember.
Was it like photos from an old style camera, so they were the negatives.
Yeah.
So if you
burn the negatives.
Oh, you've got well, that's all right. The man, isn't it?
Yeah, no, true.
Get them done again. I burnt all. So I burnt all the art I did at school because I hated art.
Huh.
And I regret that now.
Are you good at art?
No, I was terrible at it. So it was a good.
That's why
you
burnt it.
The best thing. But I burnt it because it was it symbolised my failure. I was good at school except at art.
Right.
And so the minute I got all of a big folder of art. Home and I just burnt it in a fire laughing because I was glad that I destroyed it. But now I look back and go, it was nice to look at those terrible pictures I drew and see how bad I actually was.
I felt like that about myself.
Yeah, but burning photos is terrible of yourself. It's not even like...
It's meant to be bad luck as well, isn't it?
I don't know about that, but it's like if you've been in a relationship with someone and you rip up photos with them and discard them, but to do it to yourself,
because
you're
dark.
In a relationship with yourself for the rest of your life.
True. It's intense, isn't it?
It is. You should love yourself a lot more. You're lovely. I've met you for a little while backstage.
5 minutes.
I've seen you on telly pretending to be other people. And they all seem nice. And I've met loads of actresses, and you're a nice one.
Thanks.
So most of them are terrible
But I know
people.
The format of this, and I know next week you'll be like, when I had that horrendous actress on that couldn't remember the words for anything.
I never slag off the previous guest. That's just not something I... not something I would do. I'm too classy for that. It was good. That was a good emergency question. That just came up by chance.
It was good.
So Wait, you were in Coronation Street. Your mum was in Coronation Street.
Is.
Is it still going? I don't watch Coronation Street. My grandma used to watch it.
I don't really watch it now. My mum doesn't like to watch herself, so I join her in that.
I did House of Games the other day, Champion of Champions. And one of the questions was about who plays the character Liz McDonald in... And it also had to be the name of a market town, her first name. Couldn't think who it was.
And then do you know what Beverly means?
No.
What the name Beverly means? No. A meadow of beavers.
It's quite an unusual name. It was quite hard to think of someone a first name that could also be a market town. That was why I was confused. That was the clue. It's a very upsetting show to be on, House of Games. Don't go on it, is my advice. You played a drug dealer on...
Yeah, because I think I'm quite a natural sort of drug dealer type, you know. Only on Coronation Street. I only did it for 9 episodes.
Right.
I was a hard drug dealer, and I had some really scary lines. I had to say to another character, "You don't say a dicky bird." I think of all the things to say to terrify someone, "dicky bird" is way up there. I had a sidekick who was in the actress who was in This Country.
Oh,
Big
yes.
Mandy. She was my sidekick. And she's in EastEnders now, I think. Do you watch This Country?
I haven't seen it. There's a guy a bit like Mackenzie Crook in there, isn't there?
Yeah. You've had him on.
Mackenzie Crook, I have, yeah.
No, the other dude.
No, I haven't, no.
Yeah, you have.
No, I haven't.
Charlie Cooper.
I haven't.
Oh, that was a different podcast. Oh! I'm so sorry.
I thought I liked you.
Well, you should have him on.
I know who I've had on. I mean, I don't sometimes. Yeah. I sometimes forget, but I definitely haven't.
I genuinely thought you were going to be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, I'd like to have him on if you're listening. He's because he's, you know, like Mackenzie Crook, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like a handsome Mackenzie Crook.
Mackenzie Crook is really handsome.
He is very handsome. I mean, he's a movie star. I'm only jealous. He's tall, he's good looking, he's playing Wurzel Gummidge. I'd like to do that.
Thanks for not mentioning my height the whole time.
You are very small.
I'm not that small.
You're tiny.
I have been told twice in my life
that
I am the smallest person that person has ever seen. Ever seen. So the first
time...
Have they
seen any children? Because they're not.
The first time I was told it, I'd done like a play... Not like... I said I wouldn't say a lot. An actual play reading, and I bumped into it was the guy who wrote it. I bumped into him about 2 months later at a press night for a play, and he sort of called me over and he was like, "Rebecca, can I just..." And I honestly thought he was going to say, "I think you're one of the greatest actors I've ever worked with." And he said, "Can I just say, I think you're the smallest person I've ever seen." And I was like... Sorry, the smallest person you've ever seen. And then he was sort of on the back foot and he was like, "Yeah, the smallest person I've ever seen." I was like, "You've never seen a person smaller than me?" And he was like, "No." And then it didn't happen for years. I mean, I do get comments about being short.
I mean, there are definitely smaller people. I don't think we can find someone smaller than you in this room.
Well, I went... somewhere the other day with a load of girlfriends, and we went into this tent and we were dancing, and there were two women in there that were smaller than me.
Yeah.
And my friend looked over at me, because obviously all my friends know this story, and she was like doing two. There's two people in here smaller than you.
Yeah.
Me and my friends have got this thing where I would like to have selfies with people that are smaller than me, just so I can tell this man, whose name I can't remember, that I'm not the smallest person he's ever seen.
Well, he still might be the smallest person he's ever seen. He doesn't look at many people, maybe.
But then I was told it about a month ago by someone else.
Right.
And she said, we were talking about sort of body image and stuff like that. And she said, because I was saying, I'll see a reflection of myself in a window, when I'm walking down the street. And I'll think, oh, God, I am quite small, actually. And she said, yeah. Because the first time I saw you, I thought you were the smallest person I'd ever seen. And then she said, without exception.
Were they talking about seeing you on The Borrowers, maybe? That's why they'd seen you on The Borrowers. Or were you standing in the borough set both of these times? And they were just confused by the perspective.
I mean, they're small, and there's the smallest person you've ever seen.
But you're not the smallest person I've ever seen. I maybe have lived a longer.
Am I the smallest person you've ever seen?
No, the people in York, they're forever having dwarf little. They get dwarfs in the sound centre and make them dance around. They're awful people. So they're looking at you going, well, she's not small. It'd be no fun to watch her dance and fight other small people.
I mean, that might be fun.
It would be quite good fun. I'd like to see you fight a dwarf.
Me?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you'd be like a giant, wouldn't you? You'd be like a... You'd feel...
See, I am the most giant person.
And also, you'd never work again due to disability phobia. Just trying some stuff out. It'll be fine. I'm just trying some. Just trying to go with some stuff. It'll be fine.
Without exception.
Smallest person without exception.
Without exception.
You telling me you did impressions as well backstage? Is that true?
No, I was just saying if it dried up, I could do some vocal impressions.
Oh well, no, it hasn't dried up.
But you didn't know who Erykah Badu is, so
I don't know who Erykah Badu is.
Do you know who Erykah Badu is?
From the Jungle Book.
What?
Called something like that, isn't he?
He's somewhere. Mowgli.
No, one of the bears is called, what's it, Baloo? Baloo.
Oh. Yeah. Right.
From the live action.
Erykah Baloo.
Erykah Baloo. That's what I'd call her if I knew who she was. I'm going to get her on as a guest next
week.
She's
a singer.
Not interested.
Okay, I can do Maloko.
Do Erykah Baloo and see if I know who she is from your singing her.
I think I'll get a contract out of this.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't know who she is, it doesn't matter, does it?
No, it does, because I might recognise her.
If you don't want to get down with me, you don't want to get with my apple tree.
Nothing like bare necessity is a simple bare necessity.
I can let me try it as Erykah Badu. Look for the bare necessities. The simple bare necessities. I don't know who that is now.
I can do impressions of people no one's ever heard of. It's easy. Here's my maths teacher, Mr. Murray. Hello, everyone. Who else do you do? Maloko, who's that?
You don't know who Maloko is?
I don't know. I don't know what they sound like. Go on, give it to
me. Bring it back.
Okay.
Bring it back. Oh, that's Erykah Badu. Hold on. When you are ready. That's Erykah Badu as well. I can't do anything but Erykah Badu
that's
now.
That's good.
Tori Amos. I can do Tori Amos.
Okay. Don't know what she sounds like. Go on.
Ever was a cornflake girl. That sounds like Tori Amos as well. No, Erykah Badu.
That's good.
Thought there was a good solution, hiding with the raisin girls. This is not really happening. You bet your life it is. Or is that Kate Bush?
Hooray. Beautiful. I didn't know you could sing. Have you sung in things before?
No. I did Aladdin when I was 18 in Catford.
Okay.
With Jeremy Beadle.
Jeremy Beadle? How was that? Was he nice? Was he one of the nice ones?
I don't really remember.
Ah, probably he blanked it out. So we can talk about him now. We can talk about him now. He's no longer with us. He seemed okay out of all of the... You know, the 70s and 80s guys.
I don't think I had a conversation with him.
Oh.
I was too busy preparing.
Okay.
What was that?
Because we all thought we were going to get something else.
No.
Too busy what? Who else was in that pantomime? I love pantomime.
Oh, the guy, one of the singers from Yorkshire. Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
It's a mop, it's a cupboard. the singers that don't sing with instruments.
The King Singers?
Acapella. Brian Hibbard.
Oh, from boom, 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 boom.
Yes.
Flying Pickets, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was in it. He was Ebenezer. Or was Jeremy Beadle? No, Jeremy Beadle was the genie.
Was he? And surely not. You get Brian Hibbard being the genie. He's got the facial hair already.
No, he was Ebenezer.
Wow. Did he get that just because of his sideburns?
Probably.
Because you can just stick sideburns on anyone.
Yeah, true.
They don't think hard. You're from Pudsey.
Yeah. Yes, Pudsey.
Which I was going to make jokes about Pudsey,
yes,
you know,
Pudsey.
But that's why it's called Pudsey.
What?
The Pudsey's called Pudsey because of Pudsey. You know, Pudsey. The most one-eyed Pudsey, bear overseas.
Pudsey's not called Pudsey because of Pudsey Bear. Pudsey Bear is called Pudsey because of Pudsey.
That's what I mean, but I was going to make jokes about Pudsey, the bear, And it's called, named after Pudsey, because the person who invented Pudsey's was the daughter of the mayor of Pudsey.
I'm actually from Morley.
Okay.
Woo-hey!
I've done all my Pudsey facts. That's no good for me. What's Morley like?
Nice.
Was Ken Morley named after Morley?
I've worked with Ken Morley.
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
Twice.
Did he name Morley after him, or was Morley named after him?
Morley was named after him. Yeah.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
What does that say? In Meaning of Life, Pudsey, I want to just share this with you. Pudsey, in The Meaning of Lif, do you know that book, The Meaning of Lif, which it was Douglas Adams and John Lloyd, would give definitions based on the names of obscure places in the UK. Pudsey is the curious shaped flat wads of dough left on the kitchen table after someone has been cutting scones out of it.
Oh.
Do you say scones or scones?
Scone.
Yeah. Do you all say scone? Yeah. There's some posh. Well, it's York, so there's going to be some posh people in here going scone, isn't it? But scone is right
is
for
it
Yorkshire.
Jam or cream?
First. I put the cream on first.
Yeah. It's like butter.
It's the butter, and then you put the cream on the
like
jam
butter.
On and do you make two scones out of one scone, or do you put the two scones together to make a scone sandwich? Do you cut a scone in half and put cream and jam on both halves and eat them separately? Or
yes.
Do you put them together to make one
giant
scone?
No, I couldn't fit that.
Yeah.
I've got a very small mouth without exception.
You're not that small.
I'm not that small.
I was disappointed. I thought you'd be really... I've been reading all this stuff about how small you were.
It says I'm 5'3" on IMDb.
Yeah, that's tall.
I wonder who put that there.
Well, I'm smaller than I thought I was, so, you know, I have sympathy. I'm 2 centimetres shorter than I thought
How
I was.
Did you find out that you were?
My personal trainer measured me.
Why?
So she could work out my, you know, how fat I was. Turns out I'm quite fat. I was quite pleased. I said if you'd met me 6 months ago, this would be a different
Where did
story.
She measure you? Like on your wall,
on
like
my
you did
body.
With kids? And next to a wall, and then a little
line,
tape,
and
she
then... She had a tape measure. She measured all round, every bit, everything, the lot. You've got
really?
To see, you've got to see what changes over the time.
Wow. Didn't know personal trainers... I don't think generally personal trainers do that.
Yeah.
Just yours.
If she wants to fill me up, it's fine.
Fair enough.
There was that guy who used to go around pretending to be a bra salesman so he could measure women, and then women he would measure women's chests. That was his. I think he turned out to be a serial killer. Let's move on. So, do you think my personal trainer's going to murder me? This is the first
probably
first step in working out how high I am and
what for a grave.
Yeah, my.
Sorry, was that a bit?
Good man. There's a good chance I'll die in her little. Hot room she puts me in, like a little sauna we work out in. It's the countryside, it's nice. She lives like 3 doors away from me. It's
really?
Yeah.
Is she an actual personal trainer?
I don't know. I just knocked on the door and said, will you measure me? And what can I do to be thinner? She said, I don't know, pull the
Die
step,
in
step
this grave.
On this thing. Could be it. Let's talk about some other things. Well, you've been right. Look, we're nearly going to have to stop. That's how crazily this has gone so fast.
I feel like we haven't talked about the things that...
What do you want to talk about? You can dictate.
No, go on.
You can talk about anything. The impressions were good. you've been writing. You've been doing some writing. You've been writing this sitcom about child actors becoming adult actors.
I wouldn't say it was a sitcom.
Oh, well, look, I'm sorry to presume. It sounded like it was going to be funny. I have this serious drama about.
No, I'm joking myself. Okay. Yeah, it is a sitcom. Good, okay. It's my friend who was also a child actor, Kelly Bright.
Yeah.
We wrote something about 15 years ago about child actors, and then we just sort of lost faith in it really because Extras came out, which was similar because it was sort of niche-y about the industry.
Yeah. First series of that is really good.
It wasn't as good as Extras. I'm saying I'm not. Comparing myself to Ricky Gervais in any way.
Okay.
But then, so we've sort of gone, because I've been writing recently, because I won a competition, I came like top 5 in a competition, writing competition.
It was to get on this podcast, wasn't it?
I do feel like that's why I'm here. I felt like that about Detectorists as well. In fact, everything I do, I feel like it's because I've won a competition.
No, you won a proper drama, like playwright competition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So because of that, it was announced to the press, and then I was sort of then people read your stuff when, you know, you're a new emerging writer or whatever. And so we decided to go back on it and, you know, look over it again. But it's funny because all the dialogue is from 15 years ago is about how old we are, old, aging actors. And I was only 30 then.
Yeah.
So, anyway...
That's the terrible thing about it. I keep on doing a show every 10 years where I talk about how old I am, and every time you do, when you go, oh, I wasn't that old 10 years ago.
No, also, when I was 30, I looked about 18 as well.
So you look about... I would say you look 41 now, so, you know, that's three years. You're a very youthful-looking person.
Is that because I'm the smallest person you've ever seen?
No. You're one of... You know, I wouldn't even... put you in the group of the most small people. I've seen really small
people.
You
said I looked early 30s backstage.
Yeah.
Are you sticking with that?
No, I'm not in front of the audience. Not when there's... I can take the piss out of you. But that's... Obviously, off stage, that's the real me.
Right. So what are you going to say now?
45.
45.
Yeah. Now, thanks. Now I've got some proper light on you. I can see... How old do you say? I mean, I look very young.
I don't think you look 52.
I would say I look about 35.
Sure.
18. I could probably
play. I reckon 46 you look.
That's not bad. I'll take it.
Is that a bit old? No, I
honestly don't care. I've also, like, I've just got to a point now where I sort of don't... None of it makes sense. I don't feel like I'm in my 50s, and I'm not going to act like I'm in my 50s, so it doesn't really matter, does it?
No, and nothing changes.
So, like, I remember being like 25 and thinking, oh my God, you know, because we'd be going playing universities at 25 or going to nightclubs, you're 25, going, oh, I'm so old, everyone's 22. Fucking hell, what an idiot. What a waste of time. But now, you just sort of think, well, I'm so old now, it's all bets are off, isn't it?
Just enjoy, but it doesn't feel like... It's just the day before that you're young, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then you're old, and that's it.
Yeah, and you can tell those young people, enjoy your life, but they won't listen. Okay, so you'll think it's going to last forever, but it is. Talking to you.
She's like, it is going to last forever.
Yeah, it isn't. It'll be all over, and then suddenly...
Suddenly you're just old, and you've got early menopause, and you're the smallest person that anyone has ever seen.
And you're 2 centimetres shorter than you thought you were. So just enjoy being you now. Good. At least someone's going home happy. good. You've been on Casualty twice. Do you remember your two roles of Casualty?
Yeah.
Go on. What were they? Character names?
No.
Okay. What happened?
The first one, I can't remember. The second one, my baby died. Twin babies, one of them died.
Oh, one's all right. That's not so bad, is it? You were run over by an ambulance in the other one.
Oh, was I? Was I actually?
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did children's ward and I went into a coma in the first episode and woke up in the last episode. Bruno Brooks woke me up. Do you know who Bruno Brooks is?
I do know who Bruno Brooks.
Yeah.
That's the worst nightmare of a family child being woken by a Radio 1 DJ. I think Bruno's one of the good ones. But... I'm not making any assertions just in case. You never know what's going to come out, do you, in the future? Kay Mellor wrote Children's Ward.
Yeah, she did.
And then you worked with Kay Mellor also on Band of Gold?
Yeah, Series 2.
Who did you play on?
I played Tula, the 16-year-old drug trafficking prostitute.
Wow.
Ooh, sex worker.
Using all your skills there. The drug work. Well, she's an amazing woman. Did you get to meet... No, I mean Kay Mellor.
Oh, right, yeah.
I don't really know about the... I mean, this sounds all right. But did you get to work with her, or was she the writer not in the process?
I didn't really see that much of her, no. But she is an amazing woman. I thought her episode was great.
Yes, she's very, you know, I was intimidated.
Yeah.
So I couldn't be rude. So when I'm not rude, then, you know, it turns out it's quite a good podcast.
Are you intimidated now?
Yeah. A little bit, yeah. I've not met you before, but we have communicated on the Twitter platform. So it's very nice to see you in the flesh.
Thanks.
Be able to ask you rude questions. It's nice.
I've left Twitter now.
I know. Why did you leave Twitter?
Because of those two comments.
Is it really? Well, if it gets to you, you should leave. You know, I get so much good and bad that you can't take any of it seriously.
No, it wasn't because of those two comments. I just thought... Felt like every time I logged on, I felt a bit sad.
It is. It's becoming that way. I think if you allow it to as well.
Yeah.
it's, you know, it is, it's sort of endemic of way, the way the world is becoming, isn't it?
Yeah. Some guy did have a go at me as well, but that's not why. But I just was like, I think I'm sort of done. It'd been 10 years as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was starting to get to a point where I was like, everything I was doing, I was like, what will I say about this on Twitter afterwards? What words will I use about this film? I've used beautiful. I've used, you know, a different adjective. Yeah, yeah. I need to use something different to appear really intelligent. Yeah. So that's quite a lot of pressure.
It is. I don't know if I could give it up. I'm on it, I would say, 7 hours a day.
Really?
But not a lot. I think there's a podcast or a radio show where they get people to give up social media for a week. I think I would struggle.
I thought I would miss it.
Yeah.
But I really haven't. Although, having said that, I reckon by the time this goes out, I'll be back on.
People, they always come back. Everyone always comes back. I reckon we could do 5 minutes because we went up 5 minutes late. But that's going to be my guess. So we've got five more minutes.
Okay.
I've got to ask you. I think you're probably the kind of person who this will answer in the affirmative to this. Have you ever seen a ghost?
Yeah.
Yeah. All actors have seen ghosts because they're all mental.
Well, the thing is about ghosts, right, yeah, is that if you say now here, no, I haven't, tonight, the ghost will be cross with me.
Yeah.
So, I don't want to do that.
Okay.
Because that's scary.
So, do you have a ghost in your house?
No.
A ghost follows you around? Your own personal ghost?
No, but I used to see my grandma. My grandma had a sort of ghost, and I used to see her ghost. But also, I worked...
When you say your grandma had a ghost, I just want to be clear. It was a ghost of your grandma, or your grandma had a ghost?
No, it was like a sort of spirit guide type thing.
Okay, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
that we used to talk about. But yeah, I used to see a lot of ghosts when I was a kid, yeah, like in the City Varieties. I saw a lot of ghosts.
Yeah, it's scary down there.
Yeah, there's loads of ghosts there.
Ricky Wilson's dad used to work at the City Varieties.
Really?
Yeah, and I met Ricky Wilson and it was terrifying. So I can believe that's true.
I was visited by a ghost when I was doing Detectorist.
Were you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was in my hotel room and there was, at 2 o'clock in the morning, there's someone here that can attest to this as well. Okay. 2 o'clock in the morning was a bang, 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 bang,
bang. Is it the ghost? Because that would really probably quell any doubts I have.
Would,
if you go, there's
it?
Someone here and here it is the ghost. Hi, Rich, I'm real. Oh, sorry. Sorry, I took the piss all that time. No, it's fair enough. It seems unlikely.
See, but you're a bit scared of ghosts now.
Yeah, I'm terrified of ghosts. So go on, sorry.
So there was a big bang.
Yeah.
And then it was a really brutal, savage, ghost-like bang, not like a gentle person bang.
Yeah.
There's a difference. And we were like, oh, there's a... I was with my boyfriend. We were like, oh, what was that? Let's go back to sleep. Then it happened again. Then it happened again, and it was more brutal, time three.
Yeah.
So my boyfriend ran to the door, looked through the...
little peephole. Yeah.
Spy hole.
Yeah, spy hole people.
And you could see right down the corridor.
Yeah.
Nobody there. Next morning, I tell the cleaner, and she said, oh, yeah, there's a ghost in that room. it's quite famous, apparently. There's a ghost. She said she'd been moving a tray, and she turned, and she'd seen a ghost. Was it a top hat or something like a top hat? And she'd seen it.
Yeah.
And
your boyfriend looks like he isn't mental, so...
She did say that. It wasn't a top hat. It was like a sort of, oh, here we go. Like, you know, one of those hats that peaks at the top.
Like a clown's hat?
No. like a religious hat. Peaking hat.
Okay, a peaking hat. We're back to mind
a monk,
your language.
No, a priest hat.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Black, though. Yes.
Oh, they love it when they get to just describe, just define what a thing is, don't they, in York?
And a cloak. He had a long black cloak near the tray as she was taking it out. And she said, yeah. And then she said that there'd been a massive tragedy there, didn't she? So
maybe they should have told that before you checked into the room. Oh, yeah, there's a ghost in that room. Sorry, you should have told you if you were expecting to sleep.
Yeah. But I didn't see it, but we heard it.
Yeah.
But if he could come in, I don't know why he didn't just come in. I think ghosts like the fear that you
receive from them. They like dicking you around, don't you?
Yeah.
Fuckers. Maybe it was a ghost of a vampire and you have to invite vampires in before they can come in.
Right.
Don't invite them in. That's my... Okay. Don't invite vampires in. We'll do one more emergency question. Sorry, I haven't got... There was loads more to talk to you about. It's just flown by with all the stationery cupboard stuff. You know.
Sorry.
I mean, in a way, that was better than what I had to ask. So it's fine.
It's better than what I had to answer as well.
I'm not sure that it's been a delight.
Thanks.
I know you put yourself down. I'm not going to have it. You're a very, very fine and very funny actor.
I was just worried because everyone is so funny on this.
You've been very. They've had the time of their life. These people in York.
That guy left.
They're blunt Yorkshire folk.
That guy didn't come back, did he? He didn't come back, did he?
No.
See? He was like offended by
Probably
me.
He pooed himself. He might have had an ice lolly up his bum, thinking that'll keep me cool during the thing. And there's a drawback. A literal drawback. He was so happy when he went out.
Somebody just said it was because of my Erykah Badu. Is that what you said? Was it around that time?
It wasn't. It was ages before then.
Was it?
Don't try and fuck her up. She's very paranoid. You're extremely... The reason I have you on, because I think you're brilliant. I've always loved you as an actor. If I'd met you when I was single, I would absolutely have tried to get off with you. I can guarantee you that. 100%.
You know my boyfriend's from Scarborough. He's not going to have that.
But not now, because I respect your love more. No, I'm my wife.
And
wife.
Your wife.
My wife. That's, I respect her. Okay. One more emergency. I've got one more. I'll ask you. Let's go. Would you rather have a tit that dispenses talcum powder?
I knew it.
Or a finger that can travel through time? Once we've answered that question, we'll leave it at that.
Nobody ever says talcum powder, do they? They don't, do they?
You know, finger, tonight it obviously. Might be useful, though, wouldn't it? Because it's quite sweaty in here. If we had a bit of talcum powder... Come and do this.
Yeah. I mean, menopausally, then I would answer that, but it's the finger. Always
what would you do
the
finger. What would you do with your finger through? It's a tiny hole. I don't know if you remember. You can affect the future or the past.
I worry about the finger getting back. I've always worried about the finger.
It would go in and just take it. It would just be a hole in time. You'd reach through.
But then would it be able to come back to you?
Yeah. It would be still attached to you. You'd just be your finger would be at. You would feel your finger. It's not like your finger's going off and just falling off and being chopped off.
Your finger's off.
No,
it's
there. It's still attached to you. You're here, and that the finger.
You go with the finger, but you're invisible.
The fingers. There's a portal here, and then the finger's gone travelling time. You're still here, but you can still feel the finger.
You can't feel the finger if it's gone that far off.
You can. You can move. Do that.
Yeah, but that's because you're here with the finger.
But if that finger was in the past...
If the finger is in 1746, you won't be able to feel it.
I can still control it. I can't show you without
you
the
actual
time. You
are powerful.
I can't show you. You have to be able to imagine it. What would you do with your finger? Your finger isn't... If it just stopped, it would just fall off and there'd be a finger on the floor. People would go, where are all these fingers coming from? And then it's the finger stuck in the past or the future, whichever it is. And then, you know, you could wait and then you could pick it up and go, there's my bony bit of finger there. Stick that back onto my hand. That's not a question, is it?
No.
What would you do with your finger if you could travel through time? It's the last thing you're going to say on this podcast, so make it good.
I would go back to when that man walked out and ask him why he was walking out.
You can't ask him, it's your finger.
I'm an actor,
You could hang a little note off saying, why did you go to the...
No, I would devise a piece with my finger that he would know what I was saying.
I reckon that might be the reason he walked out.
Because I'm pretentious.
Because of that, he came home. I didn't come here to see a finger play. I came here to hear the talcum... Ironically, to hear the talcum powder... time-travelling finger question, and he didn't wait.
And
he didn't get to hear it. And if he'd waited, he would have heard that that was the whole reason that that happened.
Do you think he thought that I was Beverly Callard and then was disappointed?
I don't think so, because you're the best of the Callards for my money. And I love Beverly Callard so much I couldn't remember her name.
What does Beverly mean?
It means from a field full of beaver.
Meadow.
Same deal. Same difference, isn't it? It's been absolutely charming to meet you. Thank you so much. Good luck with all your writing. And I'm
Thank
sure
you.
You're going to be acting in lots more stuff as well.
Got some stuff coming up.
Got some stuff coming up.
Look out.
It's been lovely to meet you. Ladies and gentlemen, give a massive round of applause for Rebecca Callard. Thank you. Please give some money to Scope on your way out. And if you want anything signed, I'll be in there shortly. I'll see you in a second. Thank you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thanks for listening. RichardHerring.com/gigs. GoFasterStripe.com for all my books, downloads, all that sort of shizzle. Oh, yeah, I know all the cool words. And would love to see you on the Can I Have My Ball Back tour if you can make it. Bye.